Hello and welcome back to the Term 2. This is Episode 3 of the Pod Squad. I'm Ruby.
I'm Sam.
I'm Scarlett.
I'm Harper.
And today we're going to be talking about, Scarlett's going to be talking about the Mother's Day Honesty Stall. And I'll be talking about finger food for fish. And Harper will be talking about her sweet meal in kitchen. And Sam will be talking about the savoury food in kitchen.
So, Scarlett, tell us about the Mother's Day Honesty Stall.
Well, the Mother's Day Honesty Stall was a really big hit. There was heaps of relish, tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, and way more. Heaps of people came to buy, and we are really happy for that. And there's heaps more to come. And if you still go down there, there's still some more relish, cucumbers, tree tomatoes, and mouse melons.
I helped pick the mouse melons, by the way.
Yeah.
Ooh, good job.
Where did you get them?
So I went over to Terry's house and I picked them from her garden. But I think that my mum and Terry wanted to have a chat as well. They're friends.
Oh, and also, why don't you tell us about your chili disaster, Scarlett?
Well, in the garden last Thursday, I was helping plant some plants near the honesty stall when I came across the bird chilies. Everyone told me not to eat them, but I did anyways. So I thought it was not spicy, so I squeezed all the seeds into my mouth and I rubbed it all over my lips. It was still kind of hurts.
I ate a chili last garden as well. I guess I'll never learn.
Do you also eat the seeds?
Yes, this time I did.
Is it spicier
than last time? It was very spicier than last time.
When I was in garden, I was planting red lettuce, and then I had this big temptation to just put my little bit of my finger in the fish pond when we were done, and then I did it, and then a fish almost bited me, and then me and my friends made a joke about it, and we said it was just gonna eat all of us alive,
and then,
but it didn't.
So Harper, tell me about your sweet meal in the kitchen today.
So today we made upside down pebob cake. Pebob stands for peaches / rhubarb. I don't know how Jodie comes up with these names, but she does.
What's rhubarb?
It was...
I do not know.
It's a vegetable.
It's a big long stalk, and
it can be red
or green, and you I don't know how else to explain it. Yeah, you have to cook it with sugar, but on its own it tastes disgusting.
So it's kind of
did
like
you try one.
Someone in my group, they really liked it, and they said, "Harper, try one." And I tried one, and it was disgusting.
Oof. I don't get how that
works. So it's kind of like, it's kind of like a vegetable you can turn it into a sweet.
A bit like that. Anyway, it was super yummy. We had because it was upside down, we put all the toppings on first, and we made the syrup, and we put it on, and then we put the cake mixture on. And it was delicious and smelled really good.
That sounds so good.
When I went in to fetch you, Harper, for this Pod Squad meeting, it smelled like my nana's garden syrup biscuits.
Mm.
Actually,
and
it was my auntie's recipe. But my nana bakes them really well, so.
Oh, yum.
It was so yummy.
I went in with
you. I know you did, Scarlett.
Yeah.
Sam, would you like to tell us about your Chinese stir fry?
Oh, yes. So we only had 3 people in our group because one group had only 2 people. So one person from our group got to change over to their group, which was very annoying because
without her name, Romy, by the way, without her judgment, we would have never have put in too much chili. Because Graydon, he put in some of the garden's fresh chili, like chopped it up and put it in. And then Silas, he didn't know that he did that. So he put in some of the dried chili.
Oh,
and two whole pinches of dry chili.
How spicy was it?
I think, technically I had to drink around about, let's just say 10 bottles of water to get it down. There was also like Chinese cabbage, there were chives, there was thyme, there were like lots and lots of different things.
Just like a question, what is with us and chilies?
I don't know, but they're quite good when they're baked properly.
I'll probably be the next one to have one.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe I will because I've got garden tomorrow.
Ooh.
So until next time,
if we don't see you in the kitchen, we'll catch you in the garden.